Blog Talk Radio.
Eastern family, thanks for listening and being part of the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. Thank you for joining us for this episode 27 from our Eastern Files. The program is dedicated to memories and stories of former Eastern people and news from the new Eastern as it comes to us. Today's broadcast from the Eastern Files takes us to recent news about new aircraft. We're anxious to tell you that. Remember, we continue to broadcast our normal talk radio call-in live show on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now let's listen to an Eastern commercial and get this from the Eastern Files into the air. Well, here is the information about the Boeing 737 MAX, which the new Eastern Airlines may have very soon. Matter of fact, it should be in the air this year. And here's everything you need to know about the latest jetliner. The first Boeing 737 MAX will start flying by mid-2017. What's new and what can it do? Well, the story was from Marianne Russin. It's dated February 15th, yesterday, at 2:31. The Boeing 737 MAX is a new family of single-aisle airplanes that improves on the original 737 Next Generation family that was first launched in 1994. Boeing commercial airlines love the Boeing 737, which is one of the smallest jetliners that aerospace manufacturer Boeing makes. But there are several things about the plane that could be improved, such as its fuel efficiency. Since everyone likes the size of the plane just fine, instead of designing a completely different jetliner, Boeing has focused on upgrading the 737 to make it better than before. And so the narrow-body twin-engine jet airliner Boeing 737 MAX was born. Test flights are now underway, and the first new planes will be delivered to airlines from May of this year. But for now, join the IBM Times UK in the United Kingdom as we bring you everything you need to know about this exciting new jetliner. The Boeing 737 MAX is now undergoing test flights and will be delivered in May, as we just stated. So let's see what difference this airplane is. The MAX 737 MAX and the 7 and the 737 MAX 8 can hold up to 172 passengers with two more rows than the 737-700. The 737 MAX 200 can seat up to 200 passengers, and the 737 MAX 9 can seat 220 passengers because the airplanes come with a much longer fuselage. The drag due to friction form the airflow over the winglet is one of the main detractors from efficient airflow. But the 737 MAX winglet is designed to reduce drag and increase fuel efficiency. To make the 737 MAX much more fuel efficient, Boeing had designed a winglet that has a split tip known as the Boeing Advanced Technology AT winglet. On typical commercial jetliners that don't have winglets, the airflow over the tip of each wing is forced back when the plane is traveling at high speed, causing vortices that create lift, induced drag, and lower the wing's efficiency. Boeing has designed a new winglet that features an upper airfoil, the top part of the winglet, that provides inward, upward, and slightly forward lift, while the lower aerofill, the bottom portion of the winglet, is able to generate vertical and slightly forward lift angled away from the fuselage, so the drag is reduced. With smoother airflow, 20% less fuel is needed to propel the airplane forward. Cabin, the Boeing 737 MAX will feature larger windows, full-length sculpted sidewalls, and lights that emulate the time of day that the plane is flying through. Most single-aisle narrow-body jetliners on the market can take 160 passengers, but in order to accommodate 200 seats on the 737 MAX 200, 3 out of 8 galley trolleys have been removed. An extra cabin door has been added, and the airframe is much longer than the 737 MAX's rival, the Airbus A320neo. The seats and cabin have also been designed with the new Boeing Sky interior, which is more attractive and less bare bones than the current Boeing 737. There are larger windows, full-length sculpted sidewalls, lights that emulate the time of day, as we've said. American Airlines has announced that on its Boeing 737 MAX planes, there won't be any seat-back monitors for in-flight entertainment due to 90% of passengers bringing their own devices on flights. Instead, the carrier will offer free TV shows and movies that can be assessed via the plane's intranet and stream directly to the devices without requiring the user to pay for a premium Wi-Fi connection. Well, the 737 MAX should be able to cope with extreme weather conditions because landing during a storm in gale-force winds or in snowy conditions isn't easy for most jets. When dealing with surface water on runways, larger airplanes such as the Airbus A380 or the Boeing 787 Dreamliner tend to cope better and generate less of a splash as they have a much larger wingspan and length than a small airplane. However, Boeing has completely redesigned the 737 MAX landing gear to the extent that when tested to land in a pool containing over 3,000 gallons of water, the splash that the 737 made during test in January was much smaller than the original 737, and especially smaller than the much larger planes. Now, we all wonder what these beautiful airliners cost, so we've got some figures to tell you. Here's Boeing's current price list for the aircraft family. Let's start with the 737 family. The 737-700 has a sticker price of $80.6 million. The 737-800, $96 million. The 737-900ER, extended range, $101.9 million. The 737 MAX 7, $90.2 million. The 737 MAX 8, $110 million. The 737 MAX 200, $112.9 million. And finally, the 737 MAX 9 comes in at $116.6 million. Now, let's compare that with the big, big 747 and its two models that are being sold now. The 747-8 comes in at $378.5 million. The 747-8 freighter is at $379.1 million. Well, going on down to the 767 family, we see the 767-300ER is $197.1 million, and the 767-300 freighter is at $199.3 million. The 777 family. The 777-200ER suggested price is $277.3 million. The 777-200LR, long range, is $313.8 million. The 777-300ER is at $339.6 million. And the 777 freighter is at $318.7 million. The 777-8, $371 million. While the 777-9 is $400 million. Well, let's look finally at the 787 family. The 787-8 is $224.6 million. The 787-9, $264.6 million. And the largest in the series, 787-10, $306.1 million. Wow, the cost of airplanes. It's just staggering. Well, I hear breaking news. This in. And this is from Seattle, North Charleston, South Carolina. Seattle, Washington, that is, North Charleston, South Carolina, comes this breaking news that we have for you today. That is, the Boeing company handily defeated a union drive by workers at the company's aircraft factory in South Carolina on Wednesday, as almost three-quarters of the workers at the plant who voted rejected union representation. The secret ballot vote conducted by the National Labor Relations Board at polling locations throughout the North Charleston plant was the first for Boeing and a high-profile test for organized labor in the nation's most strongly anti-union state. The National Labor Relations Board said 74% of the 2,828 workers who cast ballots voted against joining the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, the IAM. "We will continue to move forward as one team," Joan Robinson Berry, vice president in charge of Boeing South Carolina, said in the Post. In a statement, the IAM lead organizer, Mike Evans, said, "We're disappointed that the workers at Boeing South Carolina will not yet have the opportunity to see all the benefits that come with union representation." The results come just before the U.S. President Donald Trump is due to visit Boeing South Carolina plant on Friday, as the world's largest plane maker rolls out the first completed 787-10, the largest version of its Dreamliner. Any remarks Trump makes at the factory could bring into sharper focus his views on organized labor before he chooses appointees to fill vacant seats on the five-member NLRB. "I think he will cheer the no vote," said Harley Shaken, a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, specializing in labor and the global economy. "I think he's going to make the case that he wants to see the plant succeed and do everything to create a more competitive environment." The loss was not seen as a surprise in a state with a strongly anti-union culture. South Carolina is one of 28 states that bar unions from requiring workers to join up as a condition of employment, and has the lowest proportion of union workers at 1.6%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. New York is highest with 23.6%. It's a blow, but largely to morale more than anything practical, said Richard Abolavia, an aerospace analyst at the Teal Group in Fairfax, Virginia. "The vote preserves the status quo of the factory floor at Boeing in South Carolina and is unlikely to alter relations with the 30,000 IAM members at Boeing's factories near Seattle," Shaken said. Boeing ran a hardball campaign against the IAM in South Carolina, which has been trying to organize about 3,000 of its workers at one of two plants where Boeing makes the 787 Dreamliners. The other, in Washington State, has long been unionized by the IAM. The IAM canceled a vote at the Boeing plant in April 2015, claiming political interference from state officials. Former Governor Nikki Haley, who is now United States Ambassador to the United Nations, was among those who voiced strong opposition to the union in 2015. Haley said, "South Carolina doesn't want or need unions," said Shaken. "That creates an atmosphere where to vote yes in the minds of many workers puts them at risk." The 26% of workers who supported the union showed the IAM had established a foothold, he added. Can they build on it? Well, that will be their challenge going forward. Under the National Labor Relations Board rules, the union must wait a minimum of 12 months before petitioning for another election. Boeing said the union was not needed because it is divisive, picks fights with management, makes promises it cannot keep, and leads workers out on costly strikes. The president of the Seattle area IAM local, John Holden, said Boeing's anti-union campaign was not a surprise and followed a strategy they had seen before. The Chicago-based company produced videos that aired heavily on local TV stations and were also shown in break rooms at the plant. Mechanic Elliot Slater, 57, who supports the union, told Reuters in an interview that Boeing invested $750 million to build the South Carolina factory after a costly machinist strike in 2008 that shut down production in Washington. It spent $1 billion more to expand aircraft engine casing and interiors production. Its employment in the state peaked at 8,400 in 2014 and has since fallen by 10%. This breaking news was reported by Harriet McLeod in Charleston and Alwyn Scott in Seattle, Washington. That is our breaking news for today, and that's our show for today. I hope you will tune in again next week. And we hope you enjoyed today's broadcast from the Eastern Files. And if you'd like to contribute a story from your own Eastern days and in your own voice or to be read on the broadcast, please give us an email and we will show you how simple it is to tell your story on from the Eastern Files. Just send it to host@EALradioshow.com. We want you to be part of the radio show. And until next week in another broadcast from the Eastern Files, we say so long, Eastern family. We love you, Eastern.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn, the taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn, already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you've never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. The time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to stay. And smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Hate to go.
Have a great day, Eastern family.